Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Suzanne Paling, author of The Accidental Sales Manager. Folks, if you're a business owner managing a sales team, you are the sales manager. You need this book, The Accidental Sales Manager. It's an award-winning book. Also, her other books, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. If you're a sales leader, if you're leading a sales team, if you're managing one, you need to buy both of these books and don't put them on your shelf. Put them on your desk and read them. Hey, Suzanne, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about your idea of how to conduct a virtual kickoff meeting. And small businesses may not need a virtual meeting. Their salespeople may be right there under their nose. Mm-hmm. And a lot of companies are back to work and they know how to social distance. They know how to wear masks. But whether it's virtual or not, what's the best way to plan your next kickoff meeting for next year? What do you think?
The first thing you want to do, Jim, is make it memorable. Hire a keynote speaker. And one of the advantages in this current environment is that, though they might not be less expensive, you have a choice of speakers because they aren't traveling.
Right.
Whereas before they could only make a speech maybe every 2 days, every three with all the travel involved. Now they're available a lot more often. And think about someone that you think it would be a thrill for the reps to hear from.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they will speak. And chances are very strong that they will.
And it might be somebody like you who could talk about sales and help with technical stuff, depending on what everybody needs. Or it might be somebody who's just motivational, right? It might be somebody but make sure that if you're going to bring a speaker in, make sure that they got to be high energy, don't they? I mean, I think you just got to have somebody. If you bring in somebody who's not high energy, heck, that's what they think about you, right?
Yeah.
That's what they think about the CEO or the manager. You know, they think bring somebody in who's a counterpoint to what they're going to get from everybody else, right?
Oh, absolutely. They hear from you all the time. Bring in someone new. I attended a professional association meeting virtually not too long ago, and the keynote speaker was Bonnie Blair, the speed skater. She was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, you need someone with high energy. You need someone motivating, sales management, what have you. But they are more available now than normally. Also, send people a gift. You can work with a company like Alice. It's Alyce. And they help you curate the gifts that you send to people.
Huh.
So you're not just sending people en masse as some kind of gift no one wants.
So we're going to send the sales reps a gift?
Yeah, let them pick their own.
Oh.
Work with a company like Alice who has a website they can go to, give them a choice of gifts and something. It's been a tough year.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a
interesting
tough year.
Interesting. Now, I do know there've been, you know, in most of the sales events I've gone to, there was a gift when they got there. They showed up and they had a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it's just like if it's a virtual situation, do that. And you know another thing that Xerox used to do, they would contact the spouses, and even if the spouses weren't coming to the meetings, and most of the time they didn't, they would contact the spouses and thank them for their support and send them a gift.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
Yeah. Very nice.
My wife used to say, you get out of bed. You need to go make some money for those folks. They got them engaged.
They gave me this beautiful gift, and I get out there.
Yeah, you need to get out. Exactly. I said, come on, give me a break here.
The other thing you want to do is, if you're having a virtual meeting, most virtual conference software has breakout rooms.
Yeah.
Give people a choice of the different sessions that they attend. Have you ever noticed the energy change when someone is on their way to a breakout room that they
mm-hmm.
chose? they had a choice of three, they chose one. They're just more excited about
mm-hmm.
it. So talk to the reps, ask them what they'd like to learn about, and then give them a choice.
But you know, Suzanne, I'm still encouraging people, if you can do it without virtual, if you can do it in real time, face-to-face, figure out a way to do that. I mean, come on. We got to manage the disease. This virus is not going away. We're going to have it for a while. We need to learn how to live with it. I'm not being cavalier. I'm not being, you know, irresponsible here. But I don't know. I just think you need to get people face to face if there's any way humanly possible. What do you think?
I think for a lot of companies it just isn't.
If they're cross country, I agree with you, and maybe. But if they're not, because a lot of small businesses, their salespeople are nearby. They're right here.
Yeah, and take all the precautionary measures, the distancing, the
yeah.
masks. I think
yeah.
for a lot of companies, it just isn't reality today.
Yeah.
And then the other thought I had was, if an employee in your organization has a lot of experience with video conference software meetings,
yeah.
let them run the sales event. If not, hire someone from the outside.
And get somebody to road test the equipment and the technology with each salesperson, right? Because
absolutely.
you don't want somebody getting behind in the meeting. Do it before the call. I think that's really important. That's a good point, Suzanne. Hey, will you come back soon?
Always.
We've enjoyed having
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jim.
Give us the website again, please.
It's salesmanagementservices.com.
And our books, The Accidental Sales Manager, it's a survival guide, it's an award-winning book. Also, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, Suzanne Paley, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.